Tell you what, I enjoyed it, Jared. That was tremendous, and to see all the awards and I wish one time we'd just add up how many scripture, maybe between Brother Dave and Brother Chad next year, how many scripture were actually memorized this year by all these kids. It'd blow your mind, and you know, hide that word, you know, in your heart that I might not sin against God. And I tell you what, we just what a great and positive thing for our church, and really. We hear so much negative about what's going on in our world today, and boy, this is just a tremendous encouragement to me. I think for those of you who attend Wednesday night or here in the auditorium, while Master Club's going on and youth is going on, sometimes we don't realize that we almost run as many on Wednesday night as we do during Sunday school on Sunday morning, and there'll be over 200 here on the campus somewhere, and so just amazing what God's doing with our kids and here at Heritage. Would all the volunteers stand real quick? If you help the Master Club, stand real quick, all right? Let's give them a hand, amen. Very, very good. Very, very good. Our time is up. I do want to read one verse of Scripture, and I hate not to have an invitation on Wednesday night. So we're going to do that. And if you have a prayer and want to come down and pray, I'll give you that opportunity. I was thinking again about just amazing tonight about having some good news. And good news, and you see this through our children tonight. And in Proverbs 17:22, the Bible says, "A merry heart doth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones." A merry heart doth good like medicine. I tell you, I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful I'm a child of God. I'm thankful that we can see what God is doing through our kids tonight, and we can walk away here with a smile on our face, knowing that there is another generation coming up that is going to learn and as well as strive to live right and do right. And all you volunteers, all you parents, have a tremendous job in what you've done, and let us never take that for granted. There's not a lot of churches doing this anymore, and for us to have the opportunity, I'm telling you, it is more about influence, and everybody understand that. When you're teaching these kids, it's not just about what you're teaching them, but it's what you're doing as well. And I just encourage you. What a tremendous blessing. I appreciate Brother Chad saying what he said a while ago about being on Wednesday nights. We've really been stressing Sunday nights here in the last, probably about 2.5 months. And really encouraging people to come and our kids to come and be a part of, call it family night, whatever you want to call it. But I really do believe, I believe personally, my opinion of why we see so many millennials and others not attending church anymore is because they were entertained for children's church. And then on Wednesday night, there was a Wednesday night program. And most of those kids never came to the auditorium to hear their pastor preach or hear their associate pastor preach. And they'd never been in a regular service. And when they finally arrived, I mean, they were now saying, okay, youth department's done. Go into the auditorium. Boring. Right? And so I think personally, my opinion is, that's one of the top reasons why. And so parents, I can't encourage you enough to bring your kids, be here on Wednesday nights, and let them be a part of the regular service. All right, let's all stand. We are going to have an invitation. Lord, may it touch your heart. Jared preached a good message. It really is. We should be a light. Amen? Let your light still shine before men, that may see your good works. Glorify God, which is in heaven. Let us shine. I love that. That's a great a verse, and that we be a testimony. School's about out. I know Northwest will let out this next week. Our school let out today. And, let us be a good light this summer. Amen? Doesn't stop. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We pray, God, that you would bless the message by Brother Jared and God, just your scripture that's been read. We thank you for what's been accomplished through Master Clubs this year. And Lord, may you continue to bless in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hymn 161, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling.